Good day. This is Paige Estrotori on behalf of Financial Services Online, your source for the latest in personal and business insurance news. You can find us online at financialservicesonline.com.au. This Thursday, on May the 28th, we are sharing key updates from the Australian insurance industry, starting with a significant discussion on total and permanent disability, or TPD, insurance sustainability. Australian financial regulators, APRA and ASIC, with executives from 19 insurers, held a high-level roundtable to navigate the challenges facing the TPD insurance market. Rising mental health claims and fluid workforce dynamics have put a spotlight on the urgent need to rethink TPD products. While we see a tilt towards innovative TPD structures in retail markets, the more traditional offerings hold a lure for financial advisors. An interesting focus was placed on the pricing models where certain discrepancies have emerged. We touched upon the evolving dynamic between group insurance and superannuation trustees. The regulators are encouraging proactive engagement with trustees to handle claims trends more effectively, a crucial note for all stakeholders. So let's keep an eye on these developments. Shifting our sight to HESTA, a leading Australian superannuation fund, they'll be gifting their members with an average 12% reduction in insurance fees from the 1st of July. Members, particularly those in the trade sector, will enjoy more affordable coverage from this significant reduction that spans across death cover, total and permanent disablement, and income protection cover fees. HESTA takes care of its members during crucial life moments, too. There's more protection during pregnancy and simpler insurance fee waivers for those on parental leave. Now, applying for increased coverage will also be fuss-free. This effort banks on the unique risks tradespeople bear, promising more solid financial security with bespoke insurance solutions carved to their needs. So save the date, review your insurance arrangements, and seek advice. All these changes mean more of your contributions remain invested, potentially enhancing your retirement nest. Last but not least, we got some fantastic news for Queensland lawyers. The Queensland Law Society, or QLS, is slashing professional indemnity levies by 15% for the 2026-27 period. This win is chalked up to the consistent strong standing of QLS's insurance scheme with Lexon Insurance and highly effective risk management practices. Among the silver linings are a 7.5% no-claims discount, laxer claims, loading thresholds, and a simplified excess structure. Practices can opt for more protection beyond the $2 million per claim limit. So there it is, your concise update from the industry for this week. To stay informed and ahead, do join us again next week for the latest in personal and business insurance news. Remember, you always have a friend in financial services online, geared for your financial well-being. Wishing you a productive week. This is Paige Estrotori, signing off.